The idea is that roads are safer if drivers have passed a test, but the licensing process may put undocumented people at the risk of deportation, as John Dillon from Vermont Public Radio reports.
About 1,500 migrants, many from Mexico, work on Vermont dairy farms, so the Mexican government comes to the state a few times a year. This year, the mobile consulate set up the festival-like event in a church hall in Middlebury. The place was packed with farm workers who came to get passport photos taken or just to hang out and eat takeout pizza or home-cooked tamales.
I'm just here for a little while, and I'm here to, eat something and just, this has got to be my breakfast if I can get something here.
This farm worker has been in the state's dairy industry for 14 years. He doesn't want his name used because he's in the country illegally. He does have a license to drive in Vermont, and that makes him worried because the state DMV has turned over information on workers like himself to Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE.
People is just going to think about more to trying to get a license if the information goes to another place, you know what I mean?
Farm workers have filed a federal lawsuit citing internal emails and other communications that show DMV employees sent license applications, car registrations, and other information to ICE. In one email, a state worker passed along, quote, south of the border names to ICE. In another email, ICE says a DMV worker should be recognized as an honorary agent. This kind of information sharing happens around the country, according to an investigation by the National Immigration Law Center. The pro-immigration nonprofit found that ICE accesses a private database of licenses and also gets more detailed information through relationships with DMV employees.
What DMV has been sharing are photos, all the application materials, even going so far as to advise ICE of when people are coming in for appointments so that ICE can come in and detain them there.
That's Leah Ernst with the Vermont chapter of the ACLU. Ernst says routine information sharing with ICE was supposed to stop after the ACLU won a settlement with the state's Human Rights Commission in 2016. But, she says, the practice has continued.
Yo fui arrestado el 17 de marzo.
I was arrested on March 17, 2017, around 4 p.m. in Burlington, Vermont.
Enrique Balcazar is a farm worker and a leader of a local group called Migrant Justice, speaking here through an interpreter. The lawsuit filed by farm workers says ICE targeted leaders of this organization with the DMV's help.
Justamente en la entrega de mis documentos, ellos.
And when sending my information from DMV to ICE, a DMV official had written on it clearly that I was undocumented.
Vermont's Republican Governor Phil Scott says his office is investigating any cooperation between DMV employees and ICE.
It wasn't my understanding that anything was being forwarded that couldn't be forwarded. We're going to look into that as well.
An ICE spokesman said enforcement priorities are based on border security, public safety, and terrorism. The spokesman declined to comment on the farmworker litigation, though he said the agency did not target people because of their political activism. At the mobile consulate in Middlebury, another farmworker who is here illegally and asked to remain anonymous says his friends and coworkers are too afraid to go to the DMV.
Some people say, I can get a license because my information maybe got to direct to the Border Patrol or any department.
The farm worker drove down from near the Canadian border and says you need a car to get anywhere in Vermont. Now, he says, people may choose to stay on the farms or drive without a license. For NPR News, I'm John Dillon in Montpelier, Vermont.